very good morning to all of you. You're listening to Moments of Melody, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day. A man bought a farm on which was an old pump. When the neighbors saw the new tenant pumping water, they rushed over and warned him that the water was poisonous and was unsafe for use. The former occupants, father, mother, and all the children had died from drinking the water. The man thanked them kindly and then proceeded to remedy the situation. He mended the wooden platform over the well, put a new handle on the pump, fixed a crack in the spout, and then painted the whole works. What folly! Painting the pump was not the answer. The man needed a new well. You know, today people go to the wells of this world, which do not satisfy, and sometimes even poison their whole lives. The Lord Jesus offers springs of living water.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, with springs of living water did abound. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God, it makes me glad and happy.
Now we're going to read from the Gospel of St. Mark and the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. This translation was made at the request of Cardinal Hinsley. John was clothed with a garment of camel's hair and had a leather girdle about his loins. He ate locusts and wild honey. And thus he preached, "One is to come after me who is mightier than I, so that I am not worthy to bend down and untie the strap of his shoes. I've baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost." At this time, Jesus came from Nazareth and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And even as he came up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove coming down and resting upon him. There was a voice too out of heaven, "Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased." Your choice. That's the choice in life. The wells of this world will never satisfy, but the Lord Jesus offers springs of living water, and he always satisfies. And even as the voice from heaven, the voice of God the Father said, "Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased." You'll be well pleased when you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Time to say goodbye again. Thanks for being our guest. And be sure to tune in again tomorrow morning at this same time.